I have written poetry since I was 12 and fell in love for the first time, 7th grade. Since then I've written hundreds of poems, usually scribbled on scraps of paper or in half-used notebooks, and have published less than half a dozen of them. Most are stowed in various drawers, God knows where, I don't. There's a reason for this. I'm not much of a poet. That's not lowballing, just the truth. When I do manage something I like, it's mostly by accident. The rationale for including this piece of work is that it, like the other poem in this collection, is narrative rather than lyric. The first draft, long lost, like my original take on the story that became Mile 81, was written in college and very much under the influence of Robert Browning's dramatic monologues, most notably My Last Duchess. Another Browning poem, Child Roland to the Dark Tower Came, became the basis of a series of books many of my constant readers know quite well. If you've read Browning, you may hear his voice rather than mine. If not, that's fine. It's basically a story, like any other, which means it's to be enjoyed rather than deconstructed. A friend of mine named Jimmy Smith read that lost first draft at a University of Maine poetry hour one Tuesday afternoon in 1968 or 69, and it was well received. Why not? He gave it his all, really belting it out. And people are captivated by a good story, whether it's in verses or paragraphs. This was a pretty good one, especially given the format, which allowed me to strip away all the prosy exposition. In the fall of 2008, I got to thinking about Jimmy's reading, and since I was between projects, I decided to try recreating the poem. This is the result. How much resemblance it bears to the original, I really can't say. Jimmy, I hope you're out there someplace and come across this. You rocked the house that day.
The Bone Church, read by Cotter Smith.
If you want to hear, buy me another drink. Ah, this is slop, but never mind, what isn't? There were 32 of us went into that green sore. 30 days in the green, and only 3 who rose above it. 3. Rose above the green. 3 made it to the top. Manning and Revoir and me. And what does that book say, the famous one? Only I am left to tell you. I'll die of the drink in bed, as many obsessed poor sons do. And do I mourn Manning? Balls. It was his money put us there. His will that drove us on, death by death. But did he die in bed? Not that one. I saw to it. Now he worships in that bone church forever. Life is grand. What slop is this? Still, buy me another. Do, buy me 2. I'll talk for whiskey. If you want me to shut up, switch me to champagne. Talk is cheap. Silence is dear, my dear. What was I saying? 29 dead on the march and 1... a woman. Fine tits she had, and an ass like an English saddle. We found her face down one morning, as dead as the fire she lay in. An ash baby smoked at the cheeks and throat. Never burnt. That fire must have been cold when she went in. She talked the whole voyage and died without a sound. What's better than being human? Do you say so? No? Then balls to you and your mother, too. If she'd had a pair, she'd have been a fucking king. Anthropologist. Ah, so she said. Didn't look like no anthropologist when we pulled her out of the ashes with char on her cheeks and the whites of her eyes dusted gray with soot. Not a mark on her otherwise. Dorrance said it might have been a stroke, and he was as close to a doctor as we had, that poxy bastard. For the love of God, bring whiskey, for life's a trudge without it. The green did 'em down, day by day. Carson died of a stick in his boot. His foot swole up, and when we cut away the boot leather, his toesies were as black as the squid's ink that drove Manning's heart. Reston and Polgoy They were stung by spiders big as your fist. Ackerman bit by a snake what dropped out of a tree where it hung like a lady's fur stole draped on a branch. Bit its poison into Ackerman's nose. How strong a throw, you ask? Try this. He ripped his own snoot clean off. Yes! Tore it away like a rotten peach off a branch and died spitin' his own dying face. God damn life, I say. If you can't laugh, you might as well laugh anyway. That's my goddamn attitude, and I stick by it. This ain't a sad world unless you're sane. Now, where was I? Javier fell off a plank bridge. And when we hauled him out, he couldn't breathe, so Dorrance tried to kiss him back to life and sucked from his throat a leech as big as a hothouse tomato. It popped free like a cork from a bottle and split between them, sprayed both with the claret we live on. For we're all alcoholics that way, if you see my figure. And when the Spaniard died, raving, Manning said the leeches had gone to his brain. As for me, I hold no opinion on that. All I know is that Javi's eyes wouldn't stay shut, but went on, bulging in and out, even after he were an hour cold. Something hungry there, all right. Ah, yes, there was. And all the while the macaws screamed at the monkeys, and the monkeys screamed at the macaws, and both screamed for the blue sky they couldn't see, for it was buried in the goddamn green. Is this whiskey or diarrhea in a glass? There was one of those suckers in the Frenchie's pants. Did I tell you? You know what that one ate, don't you? It was Dorrance himself went next. We were climbing by then, but still in the green. He fell in a gorge and we could hear the snap. Broke his neck, 26 years of age, engaged to be married, case closed. Oh, ain't life grand? Life's a sucker in the throat. Life's the gorge. We all fall in. It's a soup. And we all end up vegetables. Ain't I philosophical? Never mind, it's too late to count the dead, and I'm too drunk. In the end, we got there. Just say that. Climbed the high path out of all that sizzling green after we buried Rostoy Timmons, the Texan, I forget his name, and Dorrance and a couple of the other ones. In the end, most went down of some fever that boiled their skin and turned it green. At the end, it was only Manning, Revoir, and me. We caught the fever, too, but killed it before it killed us. Only I ain't never really got better. Now whiskey's my quinine, what I take for the shakes. So, buy me another before I forget my manners and cut your fucking throat. Might even drink what comes out, so be wise, sonny, and trot it over, goddamn you. There was a road we came to. Even Manning agreed it was. And wide enough for elephants if the ivory hunters hadn't picked clean the jungles and the plains beyond them, back when gas was still a nickel. It bore up that road, and we bore up with it on tilted slabs of stone, a million years jounced free of Mother Earth, leaping one to another like frogs in the sun. Revoir, still burning with a fever, and me, ah, I was light! Like milkweed gauze on a breeze, you know. I saw it all. My mind was as clear then as clean water. For I was as young then as horrid now. Yes, I see how you look at me, but you needn't frown so, for it's your own future you see on this side of the table. We climbed above the birds, and there was the end. A stone tongue poked straight into the sky. Manning broke into a run, and we ran after. Revoir, trotting a right smart, sick as he was. But he wasn't sick long. We looked down and saw what we saw. Manning flushed red at the sight. And why not, for greed's a fever, too. He grabbed me by the rag that was once my shirt and asked, were it just a dream when I said I saw what he saw? He turned to Revoir. But before Revoir could say aye or nay, we heard thunder coming up from the green roof we'd left behind. Like a storm turned upside down, or say like all of the earth had caught the fever that stalked us and was sick in its bowels. I asked Manning what he heard, and Manning said nothing. He was hypnotized by that cleft, looking down 1,000 feet of ancient air into the church below, 1,000,000 years worth of bone and tusk, a whited sepulchre of eternity,
a fresh bit of prong such as you'd see if hell burned dry to the slag of its cauldron. You expected to see bodies impaled on the ancient thorns of that sunny tomb. There were none. But the thunder was coming, rolling up from the ground instead of down from the sky. The stones shook beneath our heels as they burst free of the green that took so many of us. Rostoy with his mouth harp, Dorrance who sang along, the anthropologist with the ass like an English saddle, 26 others. They arrived, those gaunt ghosts, and shook the green roof from their feet, and came in a shuddering wave elephants, stampeding from the green cradle of time. Towering among them, believe what you want, were mammoths from the dead age when man was not. Their tusks in corkscrews and their eyes as red as the whips of sorrow. Wrapped around their wrinkled legs were jungle vines. One come, yes, with a flower stuck in a fold of his chest hide like a boudinier. Revois screamed and put his hand over his eyes. Manning said, I don't see that. He sounded like a man explaining to a fucking traffic cop. I pulled him aside and we three stumbled into a stony cunt near the edge. From there, we watched them roll. A tide in the face of reality that made you wish for blindness and glad for sight. They went past us, never slowing, the ones behind driving the ones before, and over they went, trumpeting their way to suicide, crashing into the bones of their oblivion a dusty mile below. Hours it went on, that endless convention of tumbling death. Trumpets all the way down, a brass orchestra diminishing, the dust and the smell of their shit near choked us. And in the end, Revois ran mad. Stood up, whether to pelt away or to join him, I don't never knew which, but join him he did, head first, and down with his boot heels in the sky and all the nailheads winking. One arm waved, the other, one of those giant flat feet tore it off his body and the arm followed after. Fingers waving, bye-bye, and bye-bye, and so long, boys. Har! I leaned out to see him go, and it was a sight to remember. How he sprayed in pinwheels and hung in the air after he was gone, then turned pink, and floated away on a breeze that smelled of rotten carnations. His bones are with the others now, and where's my drink? But hear this, you idiot. The only new bones were his. You mark what I say? Then listen again, damn you. His, but no others. Nothing down there after the last of the giants had passed us but for the bone church, which was as it was, with one blot of red, and that was Revois. For that was a stampede of ghosts, or memories, and who's to say they're not the same? Manning got up trembling, said our fortunes were made as if he didn't already have one. And what about what you just saw, I asked. Would you bring others to see such a holy place? Why, next thing you know, the Pope himself would be pissing his holy water over the side. But Manning only shook his head and grinned and held up hands without a speck of dust on him. Although not a minute passed, we'd been choking on it by the bale and coated with it from top to toe. He said it was hallucination we'd seen, brought on by fever and stink water. Said again that our fortunes were made, and laughed. The bastard. That laugh was his undoing. I saw that he was mad, or I was, and one of us would have to die. You know which one it was since I sit here before you, drunk, with hair that once was black hanging in my eyes. He said, don't you see, you fool, and said no more, for the rest was just a scream. Balls to him, and balls to your grinning face. I don't remember how I got back. It's a dream of green with brown faces in it, then a dream of blue with white faces in it, and now I wake at night in this city where not one man in 10 dreams of what lies beyond his life. For the eyes they used to dream with are shut, as Manning's were until the end, when not all the bank accounts in hell or Switzerland, they may be the same, could save 'em. I wake with my liver bellowing, and in the dark I hear the lumbering thunder of those great ghosts rising out of the green roof, like a storm set loose to harrow the earth. And I smell the dust and the shit, And when the horde breaks free into the sky of their undoing, I see the ancient fans of their ears and the hooks of their tusks. I see their eyes and their eyes and their eyes. There's more to life than this. There are maps inside your maps. It's still there, the Bone Church. And I'd like to go back and find it again so I could throw myself over and be done this wretched comedy. Now turn away your sheep's face before I turn it away for you. Ah, reality's a dirty place with no religion in it. So buy me a drink, goddamn you. We'll toast elephants that never were.
For Jimmy Smith,